Egypt's Interior Minister Mohamed Ebrahim has survived an assassination attempt in the capital, Cairo. Speaking on state TV after the attack, Ebrahim said his convoy was targeted by a, quote, large explosive device likely blown up by remote control. He said the attack targeted his own car. The incident happened near the minister's motorcade in Cairo's eastern Nas city. At least 22 people have been injured in the blast, including two policemen and a child. Some reports say two suspected attackers were killed by police. No group has so far claimed responsibility for the attack. The country's National Coalition to Support Legitimacy has condemned the attack. Egypt has been in turmoil since the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi back in early July. To get more on this assassination attempt, let's talk with a correspondent, Karim Gamaladin, who joins us from Egypt's capital, Cairo. First of all, update us about this assassination attempt, Karim.
Kaveh, it is said, by, according to the eyewitnesses, that a car that had around or at least 50 kilograms of TNT explosives was stationed next to the convoy of the Interior Minister Mohamed Ebrahim, and it has exploded as his convoy was passing by. But the Interior Minister has survived this assassination, and the out of the 22 of those who were injured, 10 of them were police officers, and the others were included civilians who were at the scene when the explosion took place. And now a tense calm prevails in the area, which has been cordoned by security forces and also armored vehicles are present there extensively to protect the area and also to limit the passersby in the area, as also the prosecutor general has appointed a fact-finding mission that is on the scene to get an outcome of who might be responsible for such an attack. Speaking, Kaveh, about the reactions that it has drawn, several politicians have seriously condemned the violence, and also some believe that even this was an attempt planned or orchestrated by the Ministry of Interior itself in order to extend the state of emergency in the country and in order to also to diversify their fierce crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood and the supporters of Egypt's ousted president Mohamed Morsi. Yes, Kaveh.
That's very interesting that you say that, because if that's the case, that's exactly the reason to keep cracking down on Muslim Brotherhood leaders and, of course, their supporters, giving this idea that perhaps they could be behind not only this, but future ones to come. No matter how you look at it, however, it's a pretty alarming given the fact the fragile state of affairs there in Egypt. Are we still looking at a crackdown on supporters and Muslim Brotherhood leaders there?
Indeed, Kaveh, and it's also this attempt for assassinating the Egypt's Minister of Interior is an indicator of the increase in the intensity of violence in the country, and it's also one that raises questions about what is to come next for Egypt. But it also the Ministry of Interior is believed to be using the state of emergency as an umbrella to fiercely crack down on the Muslim Brotherhood supporters. And also, this it is worth of note that this incident just comes one day before the Anti-Coup Alliance is planning to hold a million man and woman march across the country to denounce what they label as a military coup and to call or to denounce Egypt's military leadership.
Thank you very much for that. Karim Gamaladin, correspondent there in Egypt's capital, Cairo.